Hello, hello, ladies. Welcome to Crowned in His Glory. Once again, Kimberly here with you today. I'm so very thankful and honored that you've joined in the conversation with myself and the Holy Spirit today. I just know that He wants to give us good insight, give us good wisdom, lead us and guide us into all truth like He loves to do. And in all of that, you know, the Lord spoke to me about just really reminding you, ladies, every single time that I came together with you on one of these podcasts, that you were a daughter of the Most High and you were crowned in His glory. And He wants you to know today, the glory of the Lord is in you and it is upon you. And so you can walk victorious in every way. And, you know, last episode, we were in the book of Hebrews, and we started a study, and it is Let Love. That's what we kind of got in here and really began to talk about. Let Love. What does it look like when we let love? And Hebrews chapter 13, and we looked at it in the Amplified Classic. But, you know, we're going to pick this back up, and this is going to be part two. So if you're tuning in today and it's the first time that you're tuning into this, I would encourage you to go back and listen to part one as well. And take some notes. Allow the Holy Spirit to just give you insight. And that is my heart's cry, is that the Lord would just use these podcasts, these episodes to really get you into a study for yourself. Because in all of our understanding and in all of our wisdom and in all of our seeking, when we want to get understanding, wisdom comes, and we get it through the Word of God. And so I just want to encourage you that way and to remind you that you are crowned in His glory. Amen. A daughter of the Most High. So here we go. Hebrews 13, and I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Classic, and I'm going to just read through these verses that we got to last week, and we kind of looked at each one of them. So let love for your fellow believers continue. Be a fixed practice with you. Never let it fail. Do not forget, neglect, refuse to extend hospitality to strangers. In the brotherhood, being friendly, cordial, gracious, sharing the comforts of your home and doing your part generously, for through it some have entertained angels without knowing it. It's a whole study in that scripture, that one verse. You can go back to Genesis. You can really look at all of that. It's a really good study. Verse 3, remember those who were in prison as if you were their fellow prisoner, and those who were ill-treated, since you also are liable to bodily sufferings. In other words, judge not, lest you be judged. Because you make a judgment against someone else, you might find yourself right in it. Come on. Verse 4. Let marriage be held in honor. And we went into a really big talk about that in our last episode. Esteemed, worthy, precious, of great price, and especially dear in all things. And thus let the marriage bed be undefiled. Keep it undishonored. Come on, we got to keep it holy. For God will judge, punish the unchaste, all those who are guilty of sexual vices and adulterous. Man, that says a whole lot. And that says a whole lot about what season and dispensation we are living in, because there's a whole lot of distortion and mistruth about marriage, the marriage bed, about sexuality, about all of it. We're not going to get into all that today. I would encourage you to study the Word of God and seek truth on it. Yes. And here we go. This is where we're going to pick up, because we talked about those first four chapters last episode. So here we go. Verse 5 in the Amplified Classic of Hebrews 13. Let your character, moral disposition, be free from love of money, including greed, lust, craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, give you up, leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, forsake, let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Come on. I mean, there is so much in this, and I read it the way that I read it because I wanted you to see it. Let your character, your moral disposition be free from love of money. So to have let love in your life, you can't have love for anything that is going to be the lust of the flesh. Come on. We have to let that be removed from our life. Let your character, that means you're known for, going back up in verse 2, you're known for being friendly, being gracious. You're known for being generous. You're known for being hospitable. Come on, those are letting love. And we want to make sure that we're not doing the opposite of that, and we're not craving the love of money. We're not full of greed. We're not full of lust and all wanting earthly possessions. And people, when they see lust, they think just sexual. And this is not just saying sexual here. You don't lust for, you look, thus for instance, you look at someone, a friend, and you look at their marriage, and they have what you think is a very much nicer, much desiresome marriage as you, and you lust after that because you don't have in your mind that. Well, that would be a lust. And number one, you're not in their shoes, and you don't know the challengings, the workings, the sacrifice that has put their relationship where you see it, okay? Perception, where you see it. And you know what? You can have the greatest marriage that you will ever find. You can have the greatest family around. And how can you do that? When you seek love and his way, God's way of doing and being right. When you seek a position of living like Jesus lived, oh my goodness, there's nothing that we can't have. So we don't have to end the natural lust after things. Come on. And so then let's go on to, slow down, Kim. I want you to know that we are to be satisfied where we are. We can get anywhere from where we are right now, but we should never look at where we are right now and see it as a bad position. Because we got to where we are because of choices and decisions we made, and we can get from where we are because of choices and decisions we made. So don't ever let the enemy, because he loves to play this, and he loves to keep us just running around in circumstances, in the way our life is, in relational circumstance, in positional circumstance, in what we don't have, in the natural possessions, relationships. He loves to keep us just in this perpetual cycle of thinking that, you know, I'll never. Take those words out of your vocabulary. Because with God, all things are possible. Ladies, let me remind you, it may look like, you know, you've had a life that has been full of destruction. It's been full of abuse. It's been full of loss. It's been full of just judgmentalness and relationship after relationship, just getting twisted and turned. And you go, that's easy for you to say, Kim. That's easy. That's easy for you to say. You've not had my life. Well, I am here today to encourage you and tell you that no matter where you are, think of yourself at a stop sign right now. You can get anywhere you want to go from right where you are right now. From this very stop sign, this position and place in your life, you can get anywhere you want to go from right here. And how do you do that? You choose love. You let love win. You understand. You go on a quest of searching, of just saying, God, show me your love. Show me your kind of love. Show me what it looks like, not what it feels like, because I can't go by my feelings. I have to go by what your word says. And when I see what your word says, I choose to do what your word says. Because you know what? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you look at it, it's not the easiest, joyous way of the flesh. In fact, it is the way of crucifying your flesh. You can crucify your flesh and crucify your flesh and crucify your flesh and just see, wow, man, that's not good. That's not good. Man, I have to go there again. I have to crucify this again. I have to look at this again. I have to see this again. Sorry, I'm trying to find. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I want to just look at it real quick in the Passion paraphrase. And it is a paraphrase. It's and so here we go. Woo. Here we go. If I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, yet I did not express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. You know what a clanging cymbal sounds like? And if I were to give the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending supernatural knowledge, and if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountains but have never learned to love, then I am nothing. And if I were to be so generous as to give away everything I own to the poor and to offer my body to be burned as a martyr without the pure motive of love, I would gain nothing of value. Love is large, incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor inflates its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame, disrespect, selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best of others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Love never stops loving. It extends beyond the gift of prophecy, which eventually fades away. It is more enduring than tongues, which will one day fall silent. Love remains long after words of knowledge are forgotten. Our present knowledge and our prophecies are but parallel. But when love's perfection arrives, the partial will fade away. Come on, love never fails. It never fails. And so let's go back to hear this very next verse, which this is the verse that I really wanted to get into whenever the Lord spoke to me about Hebrews 13. But I really wanted us to have a foundation before we could actually even go forward in to get to this. So verse 6, Amplified Classic. So we take comfort, are encouraged, confidently, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread, be terrified. What can man do to me? What can man do to us? And see, when we let love win, when we choose love, when we choose God's way of doing and being right, when we always go back. Now, granted, it may take us a little bit of time for our natural flesh to adjust sometimes. Come on, be gracious to yourself. Give yourself even, you know, I remember we had wonderful Holy Ghost meetings, in Holy Spirit meetings when we had a wonderful opportunity to have Holy Spirit meetings by some elders in the faith when we pastored the last several years that we pastored. And, you know, one of the things that came out in one of those meetings was just someone who had done some writing for a very wonderful man of God. And he was having this conversation with this writer. He was doing some ghost writing for him. And he said, you know, the writer was actually kind of giving him a hard time about a scripture that he had actually kind of done some teaching and writing on. And he was kind of that the writer was kind of pressing this man of God. And he was saying, now see this and see this. And, you know, and he was kind of just trying to prove him wrong. And this man of God looked at him and he said, hey, all right, now give a man room to turn around. And, you know, sometimes we get into a position even with ourselves, and we push and we push and we push, and we don't give the opportunity for a true turnaround. And so today I just want to leave you with this very thing. To let love win, we must always be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We must always be looking at what the Word says and constantly saying, Holy Spirit, I want to live in your presence. Holy Spirit, be front and center in my life. Holy Spirit, correct me. Holy Spirit, show me things that I need to see. Show me things that I need to adjust. Show me things that are going to allow me to walk in full freedom. Show me things that I need to see. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear. Everything that I need that is going to help me do what you've called me to do, to live in a place that love wins, to let love be just front and center in my life. Let me just be able to flow in that place. Let my character be one that sees love. Let my character be full of mercy. Let my character be full of friendliness and graciousness. And let my character be full of hospitality. Let my character believe the best, not the worst, even when somebody has hurt me, not to respond in hurt, but to respond in love. And let me tell you, ladies, when we choose this way of doing and being right, when it's God being right instead of us being right, when we continue to always choose Him, His rightness, not our rightness, and we constantly are putting our flesh under, because that's really what it's all about, is putting our flesh under. And when we put our flesh under, my goodness, the Spirit can flow freely. We can walk in victory. We can see things move. We can see adjustments all around us. We can see the things in our lives, in our husbands' lives, in our children's lives, in those that we're in community with. We can see life and love come fully in a full flowing river that just, you know, it flows and it flows and it flows. But you know what? The enemy loves He loves to put dams, builds up building blocks in our river, and he wants to stop that flow. And so we have to position ourselves with the help of the Holy Spirit every single day, sometimes every minute of the day. If you're going through something, you know, there have been times that in my life that I've had to take thought captive every single minute for sometimes a couple of days, until I could really get a hold of my flesh and what my flesh wanted to do, what my flesh wanted to react to, what I wanted to say. And sometimes I've not been so quick to restrain my flesh. Sometimes I've gone, you know, above and beyond like you have, and I've just reacted. But, you know, whenever we back up and we say, no, you know, I don't have to be right. I don't have to win on this. Let God be right. Let him win. You know what? It opens the door for God to do what he needs to do in that circumstance and with those people. So I just want to encourage you today, ladies, let love. And I got all the way down and to verse 6. And this is where I just want to again let you, and I'm having an issue with this little stand. It's kind of jumping around on me here. Sorry about that. So we take comfort and we're encouraged. We're confident and we boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Come on. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear. I won't dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Because man can't do anything to us that God can't allow us to walk through, help us through. Man cannot do anything. And I'm telling you, from seated right here, a position of walking through different seasons of my life and some things that were really, really abusive. Some people that were really, really abusive. And I won't go into all of the details of that, but let me just tell you, the story of my life is that God is faithful. And what can a man do to me that God cannot take care of, that he cannot put me back into right standing with him? He cannot heal me from, he cannot deliver me from, because he can deliver you. He can heal you. He can set your feet back on solid ground when you feel like your feet have just been knocked out from under you. Let me tell you, he can put you back right side up, put your feet back on the ground and say, you stand strong, sweetheart. And so let me tell you, ladies, you can stand strong today and you can know the Lord is your helper. Come on. And he will not be, cut off from you. Because I saw that in the spirit. Somebody's really dealing with, you feel like he's just been cut off from you and you're all alone and you've done things. There's been things that you feel like you've positioned yourself that he no longer, you just cut yourself off from him. Well, let me tell you, you can take 2 minutes and say, Father, forgive me. And as you are forgiven, guess what? Guess what? He puts you back into a right place with him. All the walls come down, all the separation comes down, and you are now put back into a position that he can be your helper, he can be your guide, and you will not be afraid. So allow him to do that work in you today. Just allow him to remove the walls. Allow him to put you back into a place of right standing. So Father, right now, I pray for those listening. I pray for that one that you just spoke to by your spirit who felt like that they had done everything and there was no way back. I pray that they find the precious just help of the Holy Spirit. Even now, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, you are leading, you are guiding, you are helping. And so, Father, I thank you that you do a work and you bless that individual. And they just, all of a sudden, there's joy that comes back into their heart. Even now, by your Spirit, they're sensing just the very joy of salvation coming back into their heart right now. So thank you, Father, for helping them. in Jesus' mighty name. And you know, if that was you, I'd just ask you, can you please just send me an email? Can you just spellmanministries@gmail.com and say, Kim, that was me. I was listening to Crowned in His Glory. And you know what? When you spoke about that person, I just want you to know the Lord did a work for me. You don't even have to leave me your name. Just you can even send just an email and just say, that was me. Because you know what? That helps me know that the Lord is doing and He's working and He is allowing this broadcast to help each and every one of you. So just know God's faithful. And until next time, just know, ladies, you're crowned in the very glory of God, and He's made you, and you are His.